What the heck? KFA-TPZ. Yeah, Ross. Because Mother Nature is a redhead.
Man, here we are in the middle of May. Well, approaching the middle of May, and we're talking frost. Good grief. Damn, good morning, W8FU. And here's Sean.
Good morning, Sean. First, personally, here is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. We've spoken a couple of times before. You remember a conversation with somebody about a USB to DB9 adapter?
Yes, I do, Cliff. I did not recognize the voice. It's been a while, too, so how are you doing?
And not too shabby overall at the moment. I'm still cleaning up my basement from that storm that blew through Tuesday morning.
Uh-oh. Sounds like water. That's not good.
Yep, water it is. And apparently the dumping we got was really, really bad. I got a crack in the north wall of my basement. It's been there since I bought the place. And it was leaked on occasion. And I had mostly fixed it by, you know, fixing up the slope in that area. Apparently it wasn't sufficient this time around because about three-quarters of my basement got an inch of water in it.
I had that happen in a real heavy rain a couple of years ago. Went down to the basement, I had standing water everywhere, and what it was it was just too much, and the tiles, you know, around the house just couldn't handle it, and the pressure, I guess, gets so high, it just seeps through the foundation. But, you know, the big thing is why didn't it drain, and it was, I had to get a spade and clean out the drain to the street, and it was all clean water, which was, at least that was good, but that was why it was standing there, not running off.
You know, in my case, in my basement, the way they did things when they built this house, the one and only drain in it is at the south end, which is where the laundry room is now. But at the north end, where the laundry room used to be and where the bathroom is, in that part of the basement, there isn't another drain. Usually one the size, there's two. There's like one at each end. But there's no second drain at the north end. And the water tends to slope there towards the house. And like I said, I fixed that with some, basically I put some dirt up against the house and sloped it away from it. But the water started tending to pond there, but it would just evaporate instead of soaking in and getting in the basement. Or on occasion, again, very little, go in there with a shop vac for 10 minutes, put the dehumidifier in there, and a day later the problem was gone. This time I'm like, okay, that was bad, so I dug in a yard drain. Ouch. Michigan clay. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some, I don't know what you'd call it, retention, a drainage basin or something where my garage is. They pitched my driveway wrong when they put it in. There wasn't a whole lot they could do, but it does slope back toward the garage. And, you know, it also runs off pretty radically to the side, so most of it drains off, but in a good heavy rain, you can't, you know, that side can't take the rain, and next thing you know, it's pushing up and draining into the, going into the garage. So I got to dig all that out, put in some gravel or whatever, you know, figure out how to make that whole side there a drainage basin. And I've got some similar issues, too, along my house with the slope. I've got a spot where it trickles in from the northeast corner under heavy rains, and it's mostly because of the runoff. I got to get that all fixed. Plus, I got a gutter I got to fix on the front. I noticed that was pooling up underneath where the gutter was. So I've got some work ahead of me to get all that resolved as well. But no rain today. Looks like it's going to be nice and clear, so you're good there.
And And I am incredibly thankful for that, because one of the rooms in the basement is carpeted, and that is the one that I've been working out for the past couple of days. And I'm losing about 20% of my library that was stored in cardboard boxes down there. Most of it is okay, but the ones in the very bottom, they got it.
Ouch, I hope nothing too valuable or sentimental. So hopefully you can, I lost stuff as well, when mine flooded. I think, I keep saying I'm going to get everything up off the ground just in case that happens. Just, you know, just get a little platform or something, nothing on the floor directly. But I don't do it, and next thing you know, we have a problem.
Well, over the years, I've done from time to time, I've picked up plastic shelving units from Lowe's. But right now, they've got their Project Source brand storage tubs, the black ones with the yellow lids, the 12-gallon, and I forget how many gallons, I think the 27-gallon ones. They're like 10 bucks each. So I went and bought a bunch of them as I'm cleaning stuff up and salvaging stuff, things like that. They're going in plastic tubs. So basically that anything that is on the floor, that has to be directly on the floor, is in a plastic tub or on a shelf that raises it, you know, sometimes I use a shelving unit, just the shelves for pallets, and they're like raised up a couple inches off the floor because I've never had more than an inch of water in that basement. So, yeah, over time I'm getting it up. It's not the first time this carpet's gotten that wet, and all I got to do is get it dried out and it'll be fine. But that's the fun part. It's still like you stepped on a waterlogged lawn before, right? That's what this carpet is like. You step on it, water comes up.
Yeah, that's going to be a bear to clean. You have to get those heavy-duty fans that they use. I bought one for when mine was bad. I'm sure you've got one or you've rented one, but those are... going to be paramount, but yeah, that's a task, getting those bad boys all dried out, carpet in particular. Don't envy you.
I don't envy me either. I've got one of those carpet drying fans, you know, the ones that don't blow out flat along the bottom. That one's been in there running constantly to get as much of it up as I can. I put a dehumidifier in there, and as I've worked on salvaging my books, I've gone in there with a shop vac to basically slurp the worst of the water out of the carpet as I work. And so that's being pretty effective. And I'm down to the last box of books that I need to work on, and the side is split, and I'm just not looking forward to that. Anywho, so, yeah, I pretty much got it under control now after messing with it for the past several days. So, you know, there's that. Other than that, you know, everything's been fine over this end. How have you been doing?
Well, not too bad. I've been pretty busy. So these ham radio projects are all kind of, like, queued up. When I get a little bit here, a little bit there, I got a couple of... two, three projects that are all, like, hot on the bench. I just haven't had any time. Been short lately, and staff, and extra jobs popping that were unexpected, and I don't see anything really relenting for a little bit, so I try to do what I can when I can. The things I can do remotely when I'm at home at night, like programming a repeater or something like that, you know, if I got to create something or do something, that's, I got a little time for that here and there. Just ties into the cat video time, I say. But the actual physical, you know, get a repeater in the air, things like that, I just got to make the time. And then last weekend was the grandson's birthday, so that was good, and had the shindig with the family. This weekend will be my anniversary and, of course, Mother's Day, so same day. So 40 big ones for me, 40-year anniversary. So maybe I'll say good morning and be nice.
Well, congratulations on the 40 years there. Damn, I'm impressed. Forgive my language.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, never. For once, we will likely do just that. We have our issues, but we always get over them and all that. So that's the way it should be, I think. I think too easy nowadays to have issues and just say, I'm done. I'm out of here.
No. No two people ever get along perfectly, no matter how hard they try. That's just from people being people. And, for the most part, just like I said, you just got to try to work through the issues and learn to get along with each other and realize, there are some things that they're going to do or some aspect of their personality that you're just not going to like. But as long as the rest of it is good, you learn to live with the little.
Every day, 24/7, 365, eventually you're going to probably run into something. They're pretty good like that. So, yeah, no problems all in all. Like I said, 40 years coming up here hasn't been a big chore. So, and I kid, a little bit. So I don't know what we're going to do yet, if anything. It seems like a big enough one to do something. At minimum, go out to dinner, right? Come on. So, jeez. So I got to get some coffee this morning. I think I'll bring in some donuts and bagels. I expect to have a lot of people showing up today and saying hi.
Okay, a bagel actually sounds good. I might go get that after I get a little bit more woke up because I just got out of bed about, 20 minutes ago. So I'm still waking up. But, there was a couple of, like somebody else I heard one night, I actually lurk a lot. I usually have this thing on and I'm listening to one band or the other and sometimes both. One of the things that I can tell you is I'm retired and I go out door dashing for radio money. So for about anywhere from 4 to 8 hours a day in two split shifts, like in the middle of the day around lunch and then in the evening during dinner, I'm out driving around with a radio on. Okay, so, I can check things and do signal reports and stuff like that. And to top it off, I don't have to DoorDash all the time, which means, if you need an extra hand working on something, I've been playing with radios since the 70s. I didn't get my ham ticket until I got retired because the amount of time involved in studying for it, stuff like that, and, things like that. It's too busy working and, building my life for my retirement, things like that. Now I got time to play. And so basically, if you need a hand, call on me, ask, okay? I'm not any great electronics theorist or anything like that, but I can handle minor repairs with a soldering iron, for example. In here, my radio's decent enough. I got a backup generator. I can be on the air all the time if I need to.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll keep it in mind. Most of the work is done on the bench in the shop at my leisure, but occasionally we'll get together and have a party. We'll go put things up. I'm debating on whether tomorrow I want to do some work, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I really would like to find. I like to find somebody that's good with command line Linux, and could dig into AllStar. And there's all sorts of really cool things that could be done with an AllStar node, like scheduling and messages and things like that can all be done. It's quite an impressive system, but it requires some care, some hands-on and maintenance and that. So, that would be the biggest thing I could find is somebody that wanted to help. Look at that! Almost got hit by a pickup truck on a railroad track. Nah, he was just sitting there. Never mind.
Well, an An operating system is an operating system. It's been my point of view for a long time. I got three college degrees. The last one I picked up out of Baker 20 years ago. Certified Novell Administrator and Network Engineer. But, of course, you know, Novell went by the wayside, and they started supporting SUSE Linux and stuff like that. The only Linux machine I have in the house right now actually runs Tails, because there's some research work that I occasionally do for people where nobody needs to know it's me doing it kind of thing. You understand?
Roger. Well, there you go. Yep. We are an OS is an OS, but getting comfortable with the whole asterisk world is a challenge in and of itself. They do things their way. They have a lot of things that it's not hard. I am by no means a expert at it. I fumble my way through, but I don't break things typically. That's the key. Things I do may not work at first or second or third or fifth attempt, but eventually they do, and I don't generally break things.
Hey, yeah, that's the goal there. If you didn't break it, yeah, you're doing okay.
Yep, exactly. All right, I am just making my final approach to the shop. I've got to get inside. A little bit behind this morning. I generally like to be about 7:30. But I worked super late yesterday, so I'll flex it. Not worry about it. Anywho, after yours, I'm going to clear out and get in the shop. WAFU.
Yeah, I would have taken the extra time this morning myself. Yeah, one more thing before you go. Tower work doesn't bother me either. Back when I was young and foolish. If you ever drive by the old GM Parts Livonia building on the south side of I-96 between Newburgh and Levin Road, it's not GM Parts anymore. I discovered that some years ago. But you'll see a couple of 100-foot towers standing on that property, one at the east end near the entrance gate and one behind the building at the west end. The west end one fell on me when the rope broke when we were trying to pull it up. So yeah, I've stood up some towers in the past before too. You know, just something to file about me in the back of your mind. But anyways, you have a good morning. Try not to work too hard. I'll be hanging around on the radio off and on all day myself. 73's to you, and I am clear. KF8 DPZ.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. KB8OOE.
Yeah, you have a great day. You're a little rough to hear us, but you should be okay. Have a great day. KEAIBB.
KC8TWJ listening.
Bravo 8, Romeo West Candy is standing by.
WCB, this is Key 8 Wayne. You.
Key 8 Wayne, you. This is NAWCB. Good evening to you there. Well, you got the halfway home there. 2 more days this weekend. Yesterday was a call to call day. How'd we do today?
It wasn't too bad. It was a little busy. I had a good shooting today. That was interesting. But outside of that, it wasn't a bad day.
Well, I guess that's not too bad considering that type of an incident. Takes a lot of resources and time and that. So. I guess I'm glad
for you that way, and others can understand not using that, but it's a beautiful thing out there. Sorry, go again. You were unreasonable on that one.
Yeah, we'll try it again here.
That's okay. That's tomorrow. We don't have to worry about that right now. So, How was your day?
Yeah, you never know when you walk in the door there what tomorrow will bring. Dance power inside and outside and otherwise the call volume. But wait for tomorrow. But anyway, we're doing pretty good here. The screens in the front back door finally felt like taking care of that today. And tried to make some contact, but no lights today. But that's all right. There's always another time.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I heard it was beautiful out, and this weekend sounds like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hopefully, weather-wise, we're on the upswing now. It's going to be warmer. We get into this spring and that, later part of spring, I think it's going to start warming up a little bit and just enjoy some nice weather, especially on those off days for you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. How are you guys feeling?
I definitely think I turned the corner. Feeling a little bit better, feeling more human today. Mom has done pretty well today. I think she has times when it's coughing spells. Still trying to get on the bed, but I think she's also on the upswing as well.
Hey, upswing is a good thing. Definitely a good direction there. Just hoping and praying you guys get to feeling better quick and this won't last much longer.
Yeah, that's for certain. Hopefully without any issues, she's along the same timeline as I was. She's starting to work toward feeling better, but certainly had some good medicine talking to the kids and the grandkids last night as well. As well, she enjoyed that.
Okay, good. They were excited to call, and I wish Grandma had a birthday. So that's good.
Yeah, she definitely enjoyed that. Enjoyed the kids like they get older and they just have a personality and being able to talk with them a little bit. And I think she enjoyed also talking to you, Melissa, as well. So I think she had a good birthday there.
Good. I'm glad. That's definitely what we wanted. So that's good. I'm glad. See you, Marcy.
NAWCB. Yeah, definitely. In fact, she enjoyed what you were saying also on the net last night. That was pretty good. I noticed that she was enjoyed it and was blessed by your comments.
Good. It was a good question, tough question, but for some of the guys, but it's a good question. Coming up to Mother's Day, want to remember Mom and lots that she's done, and so good stuff.
Yeah, I get it. It's a good change of pace too. A lot leading up to the set, and a lot of activity and anticipation of that. Sometimes it's good to lighten up things a little bit on the net, and I think that was a good opportunity to
Yeah, good, good, and I'm glad we're working on getting a windmill class going. So we might have a date settled here. So watching for your emails there. It was a good night last night. It's 9, 10 seconds last night, and on the broadcastify, we had about 28 listeners, so it was good.
That's great. Yeah, again, a lot of good check-ins, a lot of good participation. Again, that's just an encouragement, you know, that the activity is increased, and again, throughout the area, a lot of good information being passed on these ARPFC nets. All very good.
Yeah, for sure. I was able to listen in to Oakland counties, and that went well. Sounds like they had a good net. A lot of good stuff going on there. That was nice. Sounds like they do an appreciation dinner. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I think the county puts that on for them. I think they needed to schedule or something. I think they had to get a venue or something to that effect. But it's like you say, it's a good appreciation that's put on by the municipality. And I think all in all, it's a good thing. Doing a lot of good activity.
Yeah, it is nice to be active. It's nice to have things going again, and getting involved and training, and it takes a lot of work, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff. It's good being involved, and we got a good group of people, good group of guys, and ladies, and just an awesome group. I'm excited about the summer, and hopefully get this, get the wind league going, and we can do some more training stuff. Overall, it's cool. It's neat to see.
Well, I think there's a good balance. Got a lot of experience. Our area, and I think that last phrase is
Yeah, for sure. Definitely good participation. So looking forward to it growing more, and you know, we're it's exciting. It does my heart good, and you know, we're just plugging along. So see, I know there's a lot of excitement on the listening end of it. So I'm excited about that. Getting that going. And,
volume. I don't know if you're holding the mic farther away, if your mic gain is low, and one may be mobile, one may be stationary at the home, QTH, but the one fellow that has a little more noise on the signal may be mobile, I don't know. But either way, you sound, I'm on my mic right now, a mobile unit at home, and I'm on my mic, but you sound like you're talking like right now where I'm talking now away from my mic. I don't know if you could hear the difference to me talking, kind of almost whispering, at about a half a foot away, and the other one right by the mic. Just an FYI, just to help you out. I want you to be the best volume and readability as you can be. Back to you.
Yeah, Joe, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm mobile. I'm driving home. Well, I'm home now, but I was driving home, and so it could be me. Still getting used to the new radio, and still making the final tweaks on it and getting it kind of set to where I want it to be, but I appreciate the feedback on that there, Joe.
Nope, no trouble at all. No, like I said, you need to have what they call the outside voice where you're not whispering and talking real soft, because if I talk real soft, I don't know how loud I am right now, but I'm talking real quiet now and not much modulation. But when I get into the mic, I kind of, you know, not shy of the mic, I kind of talk full voice, I guess you could say. But again, don't want to harp on it, just want to give you a little input. So next time you get with somebody, you talk to them, that there's noise outside or inside or whatever, you want to be heard. So you guys go back to it. Have a good night and a good Mother's Day weekend. KE4ZYQ.
Hey, you too, Joe. Not you too. And enjoy your dinner tonight. And again, appreciate your reaching out there. And glad to hear your voice on the radio. 73, see ya. And we'll talk to you down the road. Back over to you, NAWCB.
Yeah, sounds good. Good to hear you there, Joe. Anyway, it sounds like you said you're traveling in or at home there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm in the drive. Made it home safe. Was a lot of traffic on the road, which I'm kind of happy about. They get that construction done right before I get home and clear them cones up, and traffic is smooth sailing.
That may be why traffic is a little lighter there. Everybody's trying to avoid it, and cones are out of the way, and opens it up there a little bit. Everybody else another route headed north, perhaps, hopefully.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. So, well, Dad, I'm going to head inside and unwind. Two more days of work and then vacation. So that'll be nice. I'm looking forward to it. But it was a good conversation on the way north, and hopefully the guys get out and enjoy the warm weather. It's 64 degrees up here, so not too shabby. But appreciate you coming along. Makes the drive home better, and I enjoyed our QSO. But tell Mom we said hi, and hopefully you guys have a good evening.
Yeah, definitely. Good QSO. Definitely thanks for the ride along there, and glad that trip went well. Like I say, especially on a Friday night, and it's getting warmer. People head north and that, so glad you're home safely. But after a chilly morning there, it's warmed up pretty nice. Hopefully, like I say, we were talking earlier, we're on the upward swing. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and greet the family, and hope Stella and Jeremiah are feeling better there from the ear infections, and praying for them. But anyway, enjoy your evening, and stay 2 days to go. 73 is an 88 to you and yours. Talk to you down the page. NAWCV is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform, and I'll be clear of the channel.
Delta Zulu Mobile.